You big dumbbell, I can't trust you to do a thing. And as for you, I have a good mind to throw you out.
You can't do it.
I can't do it?
No, because I paid my room and board in advance, and I gave it to him.
What do you mean you gave it to me? That was the money that she gave to me, and I gave it to you to give to him. Then you gave it back to me, and I had to give it to her to give to him.
Was that the money that she gave to him that I gave to you to give?
Why, certainly.
Well, if she wants to give it to him, that's her business. No use you and I arguing about
it. Oh, cut it out. Cut it out.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. Oh, if you can't laugh at that old humor, then you're a sad case. This is the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you'd like to call in, please do at 805-564-1290 or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. com. You can tweet me also at Bruce Allen. Now it's time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, who was gone last week, and he is back, and I'm happy to have him back. This segment of our show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. As I said, I am happy to report that we have Wayne Levine back with us for the men's room. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, father, and husbands they can be. Wayne, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Bruce.
We missed you. I actually enjoy our repartee greatly, but I know you were away having a good time, so I am happy for that.
I want to hear from all your listeners who missed me. Do they have the phone number?
No, I don't think they have that number, the 866-564-1291, you mean, or the 805-564-1291, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, so just out of curiosity, did you by any chance read my column this week?
I don't leave home without it.
That's a relief. Okay, yeah. So would you please recite the key core points? I'm going to test you on it. Fifth paragraph, line four.
There was something about Brittany in it, yes?
Yes, there was. That's a good reference, yes.
Right.
But the subject is kind of interesting. I think I ironically find the opposite happens to me in our men's groups, which is instead of wanting to switch places with other people, I am very glad where I am sometimes upon hearing what other men are struggling with, and
well,
I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, part of what happens in the men's groups, first of all, is that you find out that your dramas are not the only ones, and the pain that you're going through is shared by a lot of other men. And when you start hearing the details of men's lives, you begin to break through the facade, the mask that most men are wearing, you know, that contributes to you believing that they have the grass is greener.
Yes. Yes. Well said.
Right. It's a big issue for men comparing themselves with other men, and they're not really comparing themselves with other men. They're comparing themselves with the accoutrements, and they're comparing themselves with what they think is the other men. But it's not real. It's an illusion. So if you focus in on the house or the car or what you think the financial sort of wealth is of a neighbor, you're not really comparing yourself to another man. You're simply not measuring up on some sort of financial spreadsheet.
Of your own.
Right.
That may, in fact, have nothing to do with the other person who could, for all we know, be in horrible debt and up to their wazoo in financial problems.
Yes, and beyond that, none of it's relevant, but we do it because we as men measure our success so much by these material things that we really fall into that trap. And it's something that comes up all the time in our discussions, and really the work that we do is about finding out who do you really want to be as a man, and does it have anything to do with the things you own? Ultimately, does it have anything to do with just how much financial success you achieve?
It's a very interesting concept, and I've lived it and learned it personally in the last couple of years, to some degree, with your help and guidance, as you know, which is I have embraced a new career that is far less lucrative than my former career, to say the least, yet far more satisfying in many, many ways. So my personal definition of success has changed, whereas it was more measured by the car I drove, the paycheck I took home. And as I've matured, to whatever degree I have matured, no comment, please, Wayne, it has changed. And I've embraced my view of success completely differently than I used to.
Yeah, that's, I think, a journey for a lot of men. We have, some men have particularly unhealthy relationships with money based on how they grew up. I went through years of sort of reevaluating my relationship with money. I came out of a depression era mentality. My parents were depression babies, and my grandparents were poor New York immigrants. And so I grew up with a very unhealthy attitude around money. And it took years of work to learn that I could see it differently, that I could look at myself differently, and not through this prism of you know, financial wealth as like the major and sometimes only indicator of success.
Very, very interesting. What else do you think about this topic? How about women? I mean, we've talked. You've
love them.
I know. You filtered the whole thing through men. Of course, that is our focus, the men's room. But how do you think it's different for women? You've expressed how it is for men. How is it for women?
I don't know. You know, women want security. It's important, emotional, financial, and that's something important that as couples you create. Men provide a certain level of security for their women. These days, a lot of women are not looking to men for that, and so it's a whole new world. But I think we've talked about this before. In terms of ego, I think success, financial success, has a completely different meaning for men than it does for women. And I think in some ways it's why women are more free and to be creative in terms of achieving success. Because there's less riding on it in terms of their ego. And men have an awful lot riding on their efforts in the work world. And for a lot of men, it really paralyzes them because they're afraid of the failing.
Well, not to disagree with you, because heaven forbid, I do agree. The part I disagree is that what's happening with the newest generation of women is I think they are trying to compete on the same misguided way that men used to. And so what you're saying was traditionally true, but in many ways I think women are now measuring themselves on some of the same materialistic or job success standards as men.
Yeah. And so that's a huge shift, and maybe for another segment another time, right? This is the men's room.
Oh, okay, we'll stay with the men.
Yeah.
We are nearing the end of this segment, so is there anything you would like to add? You should, since it's coming up soon, give a little bit more of a commercial for the next weekend.
Yeah, we're having our annual Better Men Men's Retreat in Santa Barbara, October 1 through 3.
And wow, Wayne, that's coming up.
Yeah, I better get prepared. We better figure it out. It's an opportunity for men to experience themselves in the company of other men in ways they may have never experienced before. And the idea is to see what you're made of, what's in you, to get a clearer vision of the man you want to be as a father and a husband and as a leader, and then go home and do it. And so the idea is that these men are coming to Santa Barbara from all over the country and Canada to get what they want, but also to support the other men in realizing the changes that they'd like to see in their lives.
Well, if you want more information, make sure you go to bettermen.org. We are going to take a break, but Wayne is actually going to join us for our next segment, Teen Rap. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. To shine.